Está por salir un libro que se llama Astrobiología y Doctrina Cristiana. Hay varias declaraciones de nuestro invitado, incluyendo a la Facultad de Divinidad de la Universidad de Cambridge. La frecuencia con la que la teología y la astrobiología han sido tema de escritura popular. Llevamos 150 años analizando el tema. ¿Cómo responderían los teólogos a unas nuevas revelaciones sobre la existencia? Nos acompaña el reverendo Andrew Davidson. Él es sacerdote, pero es doctor en bioquímica de Oxford y es doctor en teología de Cambridge. Las agencias espaciales están advirtiendo que los nuevos telescopios, sondas y robots podrían indicar que no necesariamente, como ha dicho Félix, a pesar de que ha poquitico revaluado su expresión, por allá en Marte no habría sencillamente un peladero. Podría de pronto sorprendernos la vida extraterrestre. Y esa es la primera pregunta para el reverendo. El descubrimiento de vida en otros planetas, ¿cómo cambiaría la forma en que vemos el universo? ¿Y qué pasaría con lo que hasta ahora la ciencia, pero sobre todo algunas religiones, como la cristiana, ha reportado nuestro origen? En el Times de Londres, en el Post y en el Hill, Post de Nueva York, y en el Hill de Washington, está esa pregunta. ¿Llegó el momento para que personas como el reverendo Davidson nos entiendan cómo evaluar la noticia de que hay vida en otros mundos?
Good morning, Reverend. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. And we want to begin this interview by asking you a question that everybody is asking. What would happen? How would religion respond, or theologians respond, to life in another universe? To what extent this would impact religions such as Christians that for so long have had their point of view in terms of the origins of humanity? How would life in another universe impact this belief? Good morning. Thank you very much for your time today. Oh, great. I think you didn't listen to my question, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it again. What's going to happen if life is found in another universe? What would happen in terms of the beliefs of, you know, so many religions, specifically Christians, that for so long have had their belief about the origins of humanity? And what would happen if life is found in another universe, in another planet, or in another universe? How would it impact the belief of how humanity started?
Well, clearly there'll be a great deal of excitement, and the James Webb Space Telescope, which was just launched a couple of days ago, will help us with that search. Speaking across religious traditions, and especially with relation to Christianity, I think people have got no reason to be worried. And there was a wonderful study done about 10 or 15 years ago by Ted Peters and Julie Louise Froling, where they asked a lot of people, religious people, what they thought their reaction would be, and the results showed that really across the board people would take it in their stride. They wouldn't be threatened or upset by it. So perhaps some conservative evangelicals stood out as a group that would have found it worrying, but most people, you know, their faith would go on. And there was a wonderful part of that study where they asked non-believers what they thought religious people would think. And generally speaking, the atheists seem to think that the religious people would be a lot more threatened than actually they were when you asked them directly. So I think there'll be a lot of excitement, but there's no particular reason for people to be worried. And in fact, one of the things that has most surprised me in thinking about this topic has been that the Christians have been writing about life elsewhere in the universe continuously since, the middle of the 15th century. I can find two authors that talk about it in the middle of the 15th century, and people have been talking about it since then, and mainly have not been particularly worried about it.
Va a ser bastante emocionante si llega a ver vida en otros planetas. Eso es lo que nos va a ayudar a resolver el telescopio Webb, si tenemos suerte. Entonces nos dice que siempre se han hecho estudios alrededor del tema, sobre todo en la cristiandad, que es lo que él nos puede hablar. Y hay razones para que las personas tengan preocupación o sientan preocupación porque haya vida en otro planeta. Pero sorprendentemente, en un estudio que hicieron recientemente, no hay preocupación. A estas personas religiosas les resulta emocionante y no se sienten amenazados. Le preguntaron a no creyentes cómo pensaban que iban a reaccionar estas personas religiosas y ellos creyeron la mayoría que iban a sentirse amenazados, pero no fue pues el caso. Entonces nos dice que los cristianos están escribiendo constantemente y desde hace mucho tiempo sobre la vida en otros planetas y en el universo y no lo ven como una amenaza.
Me pregunto si, en su opinión, todas las iglesias, cristianos, judíos, musulmanes, budistas o sintoístas, van a tener, digamos, tienen la misma percepción en el caso de que hubiera vida extraterrestre.
And we want to know, would this be the same scenario for all churches? I mean, not only Christians, but also Muslims, Jewish, all types of churches.
Well, I have to say that my expertise is really particularly in Christianity, but I am involved in a network in around the world now, started in England, that does involve people from other religious perspectives. There's a wonderful essay written by a rabbi, an American rabbi, in the 1960s called Norman Lamb on this topic, which I still think is one of the best things that have been written by it. And as I understand it, there are references in the Quran to life elsewhere in the universe. So I think particularly Islam would find that this idea of life elsewhere in the universe was already very much in sympathy with its own beliefs, but a member of another religion would speak much more authoritatively than I can.
Bueno, nos dice que él nos puede hablar con mayor propiedad de la religión cristiana, pero él está en una red que ahora ya está en todo el mundo de diferentes religiones y que involucra a personas que practican otras religiones. Hay pues rabinos y nos dice que hay también interacción de esas personas que dicen que en otras religiones ya se ha hablado también de la vida en otros planetas. Nos dice que en el Islam por lo menos hay pues están acorde o han estudiado el tema porque hay referencias de esto en el Corán, pero nos dice que no nos pueda hablar a profundidad del tema porque su especialidad es la religión cristiana.
Entonces, hablando del cristianismo, Grace, para estar claros, ¿el hecho de que haya vida en otro planeta no pone en riesgo la figura de Dios para los creyentes, esa creencia en Dios? So, speaking more about Christianism, since it's your expertise, just to be clear, the fact that there is, or whenever it is a fact that there's life in another planet, this does not put in jeopardy the figure of God and that God exists?
No, I would say absolutely not. No threat at all, because God has always been understood to be the creator of absolutely everything. And I think of the book of Job in the Old Testament, in which one of the principal moments is God talking about all these other creatures that we don't understand. God knows them, God loves them, God created them, but they're beyond our comprehension. And I think that's a very useful image that already in the scriptures there's this idea that there's more to creation than we can understand, and it's not all about us. But we might also think about the place of the angels. I think angels are different from extraterrestrial life, because by extraterrestrial life, I'm thinking about embodied biological creatures, and that's not what people have generally thought about angels. But the fact that there are angels in the Christian vision already again shows that the universe is not just about us, and it's much bigger than we can understand.
Well, Reverend Andrew Davison, thank you so much for your time in W Radio and sharing with us your vision about this topic. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Gosh, it's very good to be with you. And I apologize that I don't speak Spanish. I have many wonderful Spanish-speaking friends. It's a very particularly beautiful language, and I'm sorry that I can't answer your questions in Spanish myself.
Don't worry, thank you so much. Nos dice que esto no pondría en riesgo la figura de Dios o la creencia en Dios, porque se entiende que Dios es el creador de absolutamente todo, incluso de esas criaturas que van mucho más allá y que no entendemos, porque incluso en el Antiguo Testamento se habla de eso. Y nos dice que también que en el cristianismo se hable de ángeles nos puede dar ese entender de que el universo va mucho más allá de lo que nosotros conocemos.